This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We love ending the week talking about music, and I have the pleasure of being able to end the week chatting to Shanae. Shanae, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Brad. It's so nice to be here in person.
Exactly. So the last time I saw you, you and your husband were heading off to the US. The two of you still took a chance to come and say goodbye and chat and whatever. And then you were off. And then I was wondering what's happening behind the scenes. So what happened in those 2 months while you were in the US?
Sure. I mean, so much. It's like a couple of months ago, but it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Although I must say, just want to say South Africa is so much more beautiful.
Oh, really? Wow,
and our food is so much better and the people are lovely. But anyway, no, it was absolutely amazing. We traveled there, Florida side. Mm-hmm. Traveled around and met some amazing guys in the music industry, which really opened up new doors we did not expect at all. It was just like, it just happened. Yeah, pretty much.
So what was the plan to go originally? Like, what was the reason behind the trip for starters?
So we were actually connected with the church there up in Florida. So we went to go stay with friends there and just sort of like feel it out, connect, you know, and God just opened up the door at the time. The finances were there and everything. And we didn't really expect the music actually to happen. That wasn't the expectation.
Okay.
So, and then it did. So, yeah, pretty much, yeah, an unexpected turn.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, where we are right now with the song we're going to play a little bit later on called Brand New Heart. I don't want to say it's a brand new sound because you've still got that like a pop sound in the music that you create. But we also know now production has changed. And that's going to bring a brand new sound.
Yeah.
What was your intention when music suddenly did start to become a thing in the US? I mean, you've got the same producer with a song that produced for Toby Mac. I mean, the sound that's coming out of there is international. And now the song is in the US. Like suddenly, kaboom. Like, what happened?
I mean, it was really like, I mean, it was favor. I guess it was favor.
Yeah.
Meeting Andy Anderson. He is a Dove Award producer. He's brilliant. I mean, just the level of production, the level of excellence. We co-wrote the song together. But it was absolutely, I mean, I've learned so much as a musician as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really like, I'm amazed. I'm amazed because the industry there is much bigger,
of
obviously.
Course.
So yeah, definitely learning a lot and very excited to be meeting some amazing people in that side of the industry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the choice for the song to be more than just a South African release, was that intentional?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So the guys back there, we had it like planned as such. You know, they work, you know, also within record labels, that side, Capitol Records, things like that. So the plan is very much to do a USA and South Africa. And at the moment it is thriving very well in the USA as well.
Amazing.
So yeah, we're really excited about that.
That's such a big deal. I mean, so many people try so hard just to try and get a foothold in their local country. Some even just try like, you know, you're a Worcester Messi.
Yeah.
You know, and say, let's see what we can do here in the Western Cape. But you've gone national and now international. I mean, is this beyond what you dreamed, or was this the plan? And this is just the plan working itself out.
I do think I did have this dream, definitely. And I would often say to people, you know, I would say like, I'm going to America, I'm going to do music that side. So I do think you're the prophet over your own life, definitely.
Sure. A lot of people in the gospel music industry think that's not possible. You know, gospel music, you'll never get really far with that. You got to try really hard and it's about who you know. And you've just stepped up and you've done it. I mean, it's done.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, it definitely is a difficult industry to be in, especially in South Africa. You know, but I really believe, you know, you just have to work hard, and the right contacts definitely open up the doors, as I've now seen. Yeah.
Okay, now the next question seems the most obvious one. Who made those dresses?
I love this question. I was waiting for this question. Thank you, Brad. So, yes, I have a fashion designer from Russia that actually made these dresses. Can you believe
Amazing.
It? Dasha is her name. She is brilliant. Recommend her to anybody. Yeah, and she made all the elaborate dresses that we wore there. There was also a reason why we did the flower theme and everything.
Okay.
But yeah, so I mean, I love it. I love it. It's
what
beautiful.
Was the brief? I mean, did you give her a brief beforehand or did she just say, try these?
Well, I just said to her, you know, yellow and flowers. And then she was like, because she's really into high fashion. So then she was like, all these big flowers everywhere. So, I mean, it was pretty much her creation. Yeah.
Your husband's here in the studio. I'd love to get him on the mic and ask him what he thinks about all of this. But, I mean, you were like this giant flower. If you don't know what we're talking about, you just simply need to go to YouTube. Go and have a look. Just type in Shanae, C-H-A-N-E. And the song is called Brand New Heart. We'll play the song for you now, but that music video. And that's fun. I mean, isn't that just joy and exuberance and it's sort of extravagant and lovely? I mean, what was your idea behind the music video anyway?
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of just started with color, I think was the idea. Like, this is a really joyful song. Yeah. It gives a lot of hope. And then as well, like I said, there was a little bit of symbolism. So we did the flowers specifically because the song is also about eternity and heaven.
Yes.
And recently my brother actually passed away like 4 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, but it's actually so beautiful because the last thing we spoke about was heaven. And he had this dream about him running on these field of flowers and they wouldn't die and there were flowers everywhere. So I was actually very specific about that. I want flowers. Everywhere there must be flowers because I know heaven has a lot of flowers. So that is the reason why it connects in that way. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. So let's talk about the song. I mean, Brand New Heart, has it got to do with salvation? Give us an idea.
So it's really, it's a bit of surrender. You know, the verses have a little bit of the producer and my story in there, you know, the hardships of life and such. And then it definitely has that restoration, that new beginning in the chorus and also in the bridge, that excitement.
Yeah.
So it's really like hopeful and it really gives you that taste of, you know, getting a brand new heart, God just giving you that new revelation. Yeah.
So now you've been to the US, you've got these connections, you've just created the song, you're kind of living a lot of people's dreams, but look, you're young and you guys are busy and your business is doing well and all of that. So now the dreams can't be small. So now the obvious next question is, where to next?
Sure. I mean, I'm a bit of a traveler, so I'll be like, okay, take me anywhere. But I mean, we're just so blessed. We're very excited at the moment. Like, we are working back and forth. So we're actually working with our producer at the moment. We're recording the next stuff and everything. So it is a little bit between the USA and SA, which I'm very grateful and blessed for. Also to pioneer that new sound, you know, in South Africa as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess it's like in between there. But I mean, if God opens up the door, I'll go, you know, any country, you name it. So, yeah.
And who knows which producer you will meet and what sound is going to come next.
Yeah, yeah.
Any new material, any other songs sort of bubbling under there?
Oh, yes, definitely. So we are actually, I'm so excited because we just spoke to the producer and we have some very exciting developments.
Okay.
So we have two songs also on the way that we're busy working on actually now. And the one is, oh, Brad, it's so beautiful. Like, I cry every time I listen to the song. It's like that Lauren Daigle kind of You Say vibes.
Okay, so you're slowing it down from the more poppy vibe.
Yes,
okay.
But there's also a twist on the other song, a big twist. So I can't reveal the twist.
And you shouldn't.
I'm
we
sorry.
Need to wait. We have to wait.
But yeah, so there's a lot coming, definitely.
This is very, very exciting. Okay, so now everybody's saying, we want to hear the song already. We want to hear the song already. And you will. You'll hear it in a moment. I just have a question because whenever I hear your music and we've become so accustomed to a particular sound, we know Helmut also, the late Helmut Meyer, also had a role to play in that real synth poppy sound that we came to know and love when your stuff was first released from Speak and all the songs around there. The sound that you're going for, this is still classically you. I mean, your voice is very unique, so you can hear that it's you. And the sound, is this your signature sound at the moment?
So it definitely has changed, obviously, in production. It's funny because there's even, I have to say things with a bit of an American accent.
Do it.
In some of the songs, it's very funny because we are selling to both markets now.
Yeah,
so we're selling to USA and SA. But it is a little different for sure. Still got that pop sound. But I'm so grateful because, you know, I mean, Helmut, I still miss his production. I just miss him as a friend. But absolutely, it still has, you know, a little bit of that sound there, I would say. Although it is different, obviously, with Andy having his guys back in the States, you know, working on it and such. So, but I'm grateful because it gives you a new taste. Yeah.
I know when we stand in church and you've got the words on the screen and you don't know, do we sing dance or dance? You know, we know what it sounds like when they sing it.
It's funny, right?
Yeah. We know what it sounds like when we hear them, these worship leaders sing it. But now as South Africans, do we make it our own or do we all go with dance?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's very funny.
So we look forward to hearing what you got for us. So now people are going to hear the song and they're going to go, wowzers, we want more. How can they keep an eye on what you're up to?
Yes, yeah, so I actually I've changed my name now, unfortunately. So according to my managers and such and everyone working on the team there, yeah. So I'm Shanae B now.
Shanae B, I have to write
yes,
that down.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've got Shanae
yes.
B. Okay. All right. We all know
it's
that.
It's not. What do you call it? Early B. Or, you know, there's a lot of B's out there, but
there.
Now I'm Shanae B.
Shanae B.
Yes. So anywhere you can just find me as Shanae B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like so? Is this now Shanae B? Do I have to change what's on the computer now?
No, it's okay. We'll
from the next one.
From the next one, we'll start changing, yeah.
I'll go and then change it. Because I can't every time I play the song say just Shanae. We've got to say Shanae B. So we'll do that because we've got to get into the new brand, the new international brand.
Exactly.
This is very exciting. I think this is great. I mean, we've been chatting since when your first single came out.
I know,
and then here we are all this time later and you're doing it. You're living the dream.
Yeah, it's only God. It's only God. Yeah.
Amen to that. So now you've got to go and check it out. First, listen to it here because we want to play it for you on the radio. Then you can go to YouTube and you can check out because I know you want to see the dresses and you want to see her dancing around and doing her thing. That's on YouTube. Shanae B, this is a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you,
thanks,
Brad.
Thanks, everyone, for coming along. Always like it to meet you guys again.
Absolutely lovely. Thank you so much.
Don't be strangers. And they might not know. I want to add this in, actually, before we say goodbye. A lot of this artists that we actually interview and whose music we play on the show are actually part of your team.
It's true.
So you guys are really working hard, signing up artists and promoting them and doing good work. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we the same way like people believe in me, I want to believe in other artists and get them out there, you know, get them that support they need. So definitely that's what we also do. We help other artists for sure.
Yeah, and your Hello Media team are on the ball. If I'm not getting messages from either of you, I'm getting it from someone else in your team. So they're pushing hard to get their artists out there. And a lot of the new artists, a lot of the new music, and a lot of the interviews that we have here, actually some of Shanae B's artists. So we are very grateful to you guys for
Thank you as well.
And we love supporting you. And you've held back. And I was thinking, for those of you that are listening, been holding back on there's something happening. And Shanae's been saying there's something happening, and then it all came kabam. And now we all know.
Yeah.
I know, and you might not know, but you're about to know. And here she is, Shanae B's brand new heart. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Be blessed, travel
Thank
safe,
you.
And we'll catch up with you guys again soon.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.